And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way to do what you need to do in each one of us, Lord, to bring us into the place where we need to be so we can be the people we're called to be, that your name will be glorified in the earth. Hallelujah. We pray his kingdom to come and will to be done in each one of your lives today. Hallelujah. You know, God gives you the responsibility to be the doorkeeper of your heart. And so you got to come to the place of vulnerability and openness and willingness to really open your heart to receive the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just to sing at him, but to sing with him even, you know, join together with him. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing it is to be together with you today, with God's people in his presence. You know, music is a gift from God. He gave it to us as a gift. You know, we're all at different places and levels. Maybe our talent. Maybe you feel, I don't sing very good, so I'm just not going to sing. Well, give it your best shot. Amen. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All right. What God is looking for is not our talent, but our heart. Amen. Because he gave us the talent. All right. So just give your best to God. Amen. And we come before him today with an offering, and this offering is an offering of words, often just in gratitude and thanksgiving. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. You want Jesus to inhabit your heart. Amen. Sing and make melody in their heart to the Lord. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many know life is good in the God zone? Amen. So we got to get past the veil of ourselves, you know, that sometimes we can get in the way, right? I can get in the way of what God wants to do. So I'm trying to stay out of his way, amen, and walk in the way with him. All right? And God can do a much better job than we can. Can you agree with that? Amen. He can do what we can't do. And you know what? You and I are not able to change anybody. We try to change people, don't we? But God changes the heart. It's a work of the Holy Spirit, and he gives us his word. Hallelujah. So, you know, sometimes we can feel all alone, even in a crowd. You know what I'm talking about? Ever feel alone, even in a crowd? You know, even in the company of others, maybe even friends sometimes, but you just feel like sometimes maybe you just, nobody seems to know you're there. You're not being noticed. But, you know, God always sees you. God always knows. And he wants to be the one to fill up that void in our lives. Amen. To bring his presence into our emptiness. Hallelujah. Anyways, I just thought I would say that, you know, because maybe somebody here needed to hear that, you know, that I know sometimes it's good that we recognize one another, that we honor one another, that we respect each other. Amen. And but there's just times in life where it seems like nobody is paying attention. Nobody seems to care even. But that's not true. But sometimes we get those thoughts, you know. And the enemy likes to sow thoughts like that too, that you don't matter, that nobody cares about you, that you're not worth anything. You know, the devil is a thief, amen. He wants to rob you of your potential in God. God has a plan. He has something better, amen, for us than what we think we want for us. And we want to discover that. We want to live out the will of God because, you know, we've been given a certain window of opportunity in this world. How many have realized that that window is closing up? Amen. It's like the hourglass is starting to run to the end, the other side. There's more on the bottom than there is on the top for some of us. Amen. And so we need to realize the importance and the value of every day, every moment that God gives us, because he gives us an opportunity to partner with him in his mission in the earth. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today for the word of God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for being with us and helping us. I ask you to use me today. I ask you to reach through me today, speak through me today, touch through me today. Lord, I am a vessel for you. Lord, you have put this treasure in an earthen vessel. I pray that we will see you today, hear you today, experience you today. Lord, I don't have anything to give except what you give to me. So I pray, Lord God, that you would nourish, you would build up, you would edify your body in love in Jesus' name. Amen. Title of the message today is People of the Upward Way. Now Jesus, before he went to the cross, he prayed for his disciples, and he also prayed for those who would follow after them. In John 17:20, he says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That would be you and I. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. You know, it's clear from this prayer that Jesus wants us all to someday be with him, to be in heaven with him. Amen? Be in his glory. And to share with him, all right, in his glory. Before our Lord's exaltation, before he had received the name, amen, above every name. And that's talking about even over the earth realm, amen, that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. All right? So prior to his crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, amen, he had prayed that prayer for us. So it's clear that he wants us to share, okay, in eternity with him. And God allows us to partner with him to be a part of what he's doing. And in Philippians 2:8, it says, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has what highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. You see, the way up in the kingdom is not like the world. The world has a totally different pattern, okay, of what is great and what is important and what really matters. Come on, our values are not to be based upon the world's values. Amen? Jesus said, store up for yourself treasure where? In heaven. In heaven. Amen. So if you want to go higher in the spirit, you must go lower in yourself. All right. If you want to go higher in the spirit, you must first go lower in yourself. See, we want to put ourselves out there a lot. We want people to notice us, to recognize us, to see us. Come on. Even in ministry, sometimes it can become an ego trip. All right? Especially if God starts using you. The enemy wants to come along and get you into pride and somehow make it about you and not about the Lord anymore. All right? Because he wants to rob you of what God wants to give you. Amen? Now, the Lord wants to exalt his people. Uh-huh. But the way up is down in the kingdom. All right. It's not about exalting ourselves. It's humbling ourselves and allowing God to exalt us in due season, in his time. Huh? We have to wait on the Lord. So you and I can't take ourselves higher. People are trying to do that. They're trying to promote and advance and get known and get recognized. And sometimes they're very aggressive even about that. But what we need to do is wait on God and know that God in his time will exalt you, all right? If you will humble yourself and wait on him, all right, and obey his voice. He says sometimes we're looking for the great big thing, but we're not being faithful in the little thing. The thing that's right in front of us. Oh, God, give me more. He says, well, what are you doing with what you have? You want more? Be faithful with what you have. I know we want to go to the altar and have it all in one shot, right? And some people, they even go around from place to place, from, you know, revival to revival or whatever, and they're hoping to get just more and more and more. Well, what are you doing with what you have? Amen. Well, God will entrust to us His riches if we've been faithful with what He's entrusted to us. Only God can promote us, right? But one thing we can do, and that is we can humble ourselves. Amen. And Jesus calls us to simply humble ourselves like He did. Who made Himself of what? No reputation. Took upon Him the form of a servant. Even though in very nature He was God, He was the Word that became flesh, He took upon Himself the form of a servant. He was a servant leader. And this is the model that He gave us. As we are to be leaders in the kingdom, but servant leaders. Amen. He said, take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. God, first of all, wants us to get into a place of rest. Not striving to make things happen because we're impatient. How many know God is not in a hurry? God has a perfect timing for everything. And it's about walking in step with His Holy Spirit every day. All right. Don't get into stress. Don't get into struggle. Don't get into striving. Don't get into a place where you're trying to make happen what only God can do. Oh, I'm preaching to myself sometimes. I'll tell you what. You know, we want to make something happen because God does give us gifts and callings and He gives us passion. Amen. But with that also comes that gift of humility to where we're willing to submit ourselves to God and wait on the Lord, the Master, to call us up when it is the right time for us. Amen. Not to try to put ourselves out there ahead of Him, but wait for the Lord to say, come up. All right. Life in the Lord is not supposed to be a constant struggle. You know? But it's the way of righteousness. It's the way of peace. And it's a way of joy in the Holy Spirit. So attempting to live the Christian life in our own strength is impossible. So God gives us His grace. We're supposed to rely upon the ability God supplies, the grace of God. So as we are learning to submit ourselves to Jesus and obey Him, He takes us higher. He will open doors. He will make things happen. Amen. That we can't make happen. How many have tried to force doors open before? Amen. You try to make a door happen, right? Or force it open. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes you can force a door open, but it's not going to work out for you. Unless God opens a door for you and says it's your time to walk through that door. Sometimes He will show you the door, but it's not your time yet. Even the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we know that God has a calling for each one of His people. We often use that term, well, God has called you. Amen. And in a sense, it's true. I mean, God has called every one of His people, amen, to some type of ministry. Okay, sometimes we say that when maybe somebody's called to be an evangelist or apostolic calling or a pastoral teaching ministry, we say, well, God has called you. But actually, God has called everyone in this room who belongs to Him, who is in Christ, and given you a stewardship over some investment that He's made in your heart by His grace. He's given you gifts. He's given you abilities. Amen. And He wants you to use them, but He wants you to learn the practice of submitting yourself to Him and waiting on Him and hearing His voice and only doing what He's telling you to do and say what He's telling you to say. Amen. Because sometimes we can just get motor mouthed. Amen. Even in ministry. Why are you looking at me that way? And, you know, but we can get going. You know, you ever heard the term, you've got, you know, constipation of the brain and diarrhea of the mouth kind of thing, you know? Well, we got to be very careful, amen, that we're just not spewing out anything that comes to mind, amen, but that we are actually saying, Holy Spirit, what are You saying? Sanctify my mind, amen, even. so that I'm hearing only you. Amen. So the adversary doesn't get in there with interference. So sometimes, you know, we want to prophesy for the Lord, and that's a good thing. We should pray that we may prophesy. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to be in that place where, amen, we are in harmony with the Spirit to a degree that we're not getting in there and interfering with what God's trying to do through us. Is that making sense? When God speaks through us, it's pure. It's like fire. Amen. It's like a hammer. Hallelujah. When God is speaking, when God is prophesying through somebody, amen, it's going to make a difference. We can go by memory, and we can do things by memory, amen? And we can be on autopilot, if you will, but we've got to be listening to the voice of God and giving what He's giving, when He's giving it, and not just expecting, well, I've got this thing, or God used me this one time, so every time now God's going to use me that way. That's not how it works. Amen? His ways are not our ways, and God will do something one day and do it differently the next. It's about being instant. It's being there with Him, walking, doing life with Him, and being available for God to use. Amen. Sometimes we prayed for people over and over and nothing has happened. And then one day God says, I want you to reach out and touch this person in a good way. And all of a sudden, you know, the power of God hits that person and they get healed. Why? Because it was God's timing for that. So it's about being in step and being available and not trying to force or make something happen. Amen. Isn't that what Abraham did? He tried to force something to happen that God was going to give him by promise. Mm-hmm. What did he do? He got in with Hagar, didn't he? And he produced what, an Ishmael? Amen. Was that God's will? Well, it worked out together for good, didn't it, in the end? But it wasn't what God had envisioned for him. It wasn't God's plan for him to try to make happen what God was going to do supernaturally in him and Sarah. When they gave him the son of laughter, Isaac. Amen. It was a supernatural conception. And so God wants to do things in our lives, but we have to be careful that we don't interfere with what He's doing by being presumptuous and assuming, well, if God's not doing something, I've got to make something happen. How many remember King Saul did the same thing? Amen. He didn't get an answer from God right away, so he decided, well, maybe I'll go to the local soothsayer here, amen, the fortune teller, and find out what God is saying. Amen. And he went to the wrong source, obviously. Amen. And it cost him dearly, didn't it? Because he got outside of the authority of God. And he tried to make happen something that God would have done if he had waited on His timing. There are decisions we make in life that we cannot reverse because we were impulsive when we jumped onto something and we hadn't thought it through, really prayed through to make sure we get a confirmation from the Holy Spirit that this is what He wants to do. Has anybody ever gotten outside of the will of God before? But we can learn from those things as well. Amen. David learned the hard way. Amen. But God still loved him, and David still had a heart for the Lord. Amen. But because David got outside of the will of God, all right, and he got into trouble, just like any of us here. Amen. We can get into trouble when we get impatient in the process and try to make something happen that only God will do supernaturally. Amen. This is a kingdom of power. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not just about word, but it's about the power of God being manifested. Amen. And often through the spoken word that the Holy Spirit gives us in the moment when it's needed. Amen. So we have to be careful that we just don't take the word and try to use it to accomplish what we want for ourselves. Come on. Like, I'm just going to make God do what I want Him to do if I speak His word into something that I want. If it's not His will, it's not His bill. Amen. If it is not His will, it's not going to happen. All right. When Jesus spoke, He didn't say, you know what, I think this would be a great idea. I think I'm going to do this today. No, he waited on the Father. He prayed. He got a word from the Father. He spoke what the Father gave him to speak. Amen. He saw what the Father was doing and he did those things. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be modeling our lives after him. Amen. And we have to divorce ourselves from our own selfish ambitions and desires that we want for ourselves. Even ministry sometimes can become a selfish ambition, especially if it becomes about us and not about him. We're not here to promote ourselves, to advance ourselves, but to promote and advance Jesus. Amen. To advance his agenda, his kingdom in the earth. And even Paul understood that a man with such credentials that he had every reason in the earth or among men to boast about all of his accomplishments. But after he had that encounter with Jesus, it changed him forever. Amen. He was no longer, self-confident in his achievements and in his knowledge and his worldly wisdom. Amen. He said, man, it's all dung. I count it all as dung. He said, what I need to know is him. The power of his resurrection, even be conformed in the likeness of his death. You see, the way up in the kingdom is not promoting yourself, but humbling yourself. And let God exalt you in his time. The world says you've got to esteem yourself. God says you have to humble yourself. And I will esteem you. You don't esteem yourself. Let him exalt you. And if God exalts you, no man can take that from you. God is saying, I am calling you upward. I want you to grow up. I don't want you to stay where you are. I don't want you to remain where you are in your walk. You see, there's a high calling. In verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God. All right? This is a high calling, all right? An upward call. And it's not beyond our reach. But we need to remember that the Christian life is not a sprint. It is a marathon. It is an upward climb. It is a step-by-step, day-by-day process of being moved from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Amen? And we want to learn how to walk in step with the Spirit. And as we do, God will open the doors that need to be opened when they need to be opened. Amen. And God will also protect you. Amen. From going through any door that you don't need to be going through. Sometimes the enemy will open a door for you. Say, hey, over here. Doesn't it look good? The grass looks greener over here. Well, I'm leaving that church. I don't like the way they do things over there. And But, some people, that it's not the church that they're in. It's their own personal problem. You got a lot of wounded people. You got a lot of people that, have never dealt with the wounds and of their heart. And some people have actually gotten into a place where they're not even realizing it, but they're living in a place of bitterness. And when you get around them, you get defiled by that negativity and that complaining and that critical attitude. Why? Because they're not realizing it's not everybody else. It's me. Amen? I'm the one that needs the healing. I'm the one that needs an attitude adjustment. I need to change the way I'm thinking. And God will do that if you'll humble yourself and acknowledge, Lord, I need to quit looking at everybody else and pointing the finger at everybody else. And I'm the one standing in the need of prayer here. I'm the one that needs healing. Amen. And when you are healed by the Lord and when he restores you, amen, now you have a different perspective on everything. Amen. Now you can see through his lens. And you're going to see the faults. You're going to see, the imperfections, the idiosyncrasies of other people, even other brothers and sisters, and things that may irritate you. If you hang out with me long enough, I will irritate you too, I'm sure. Maybe even this morning are you being irritated. I don't know. But, we're all got our quirks. Amen. We all got our we're all different. Amen. But the commandment is to love one another as I have loved you. Jesus loved with a sacrificial love. He loved the unlovely. He loved people that didn't deserve His love. It's called grace. Amen. And God wants us to walk in that kind of love, that kind of mercy. Amen. And be patient with one another, knowing that to the Lord we stand or fall. We belong to Him. We're His servants. Amen. And God can complete what He's begun in our lives, because He's faithful to do so. Hallelujah. God has a high calling for your life. He has something superior than what you think you want for you. If you're willing to seek, you'll find. If you're willing to press into God and say, Lord, I'm waiting on you, but I want you to fill me with the knowledge of your will. And I even pray, Lord, make your will my desire. And God will give you a holy passion. And then He teaches us the discipline of humbling the self that wants to get out there and make it about us. Come on. We can't be a servant of the Lord if we're pleasing people or seeking the approval of men. Amen. We need the approval of the Lord. That's what matters. You're not going to please all the people all the time. Maybe some of the people. We want to stay in step with the Lord. You know, you don't want to lag behind. And listen, you don't want to fall into the trap of shortcuts. You know, sometimes a shortcut may appear like a good thing. You know, well, why do I need to go to first base? I just want to get to second or third base or home base without having to go through the bases. Well, that's not how it works. There's a process and there's a timing for everything. And you're not ready for second base until you're ready for first base. Amen. Until you're ready. Once you arrive to first base, then God can take you to second base. Amen. But it's a matter of being faithful daily in that which God has entrusted to you, the daily assignments the Holy Spirit will give you to minister to people that are in your life. You know, sometimes people just develop a ministry for themselves, you know, and they do that because they're looking for ways to get recognition. Or sometimes they just try to promote themselves. And it may be that they are called to a specific ministry. But understand this, you can get the gifts of God freely by faith. God wants to give you gifts, amen. But the gifts and ministries must not be considered the ultimate goal. You see, for some people, it's all about getting the stuff and being the big shot. Are you hearing me? And so God has to wean us off of ourselves. God has to get us over ourselves. God has to humble us, amen, and make sure we understand that He's not going to entrust the greater riches to us if we're not going to be responsible with that. So He gives us little assignments. He gives us things to do. He's looking for someone who will go for Him. Amen. He says, pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth what? Laborers into the harvest. So we are the laborers in His vineyard. Amen. And God has given each one of us an assignment, a circle of influence wherever you work, where you live. Amen. Family members, maybe children, grandchildren. But there is an assignment for your life. And God is saying, I want you to be faithful in what I've given you already. Just serve. You know, sometimes, man, we get somebody born again, you know, they're all excited about Jesus, and immediately they throw them in Bible college, and they get their degree or they get their credentials, and then they immediately put them into a pulpit, and they're still in their spiritual diapers. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They're not ready for that because they haven't learned how to be a servant. They haven't learned how to serve. Amen. Jesus said, I'm among you as one who serves. And yet He was the master, amen, of the universe. The Word that became flesh came and served mankind and gave us an example. The way up in the kingdom is down. And as you humble yourself, then the Lord in His time will exalt you. And when he puts you in position, you're going to be secure in that position. Come on. Sometimes we get a call from God, even a word from the Lord where he's saying, I want you to do this. Amen. And in our own imaginations, we have all these ideas of what it's going to look like. Are you hearing me? It's going to be like, it's going to be this great big thing, you know, and everybody's going to notice me. Uh-oh. We're in trouble already, right? You see, that's why the Bible says don't put a novice in a position of influence in the kingdom. Amen. Don't take a baby Christian and put them in a position of influence. All right. They have to grow into that. They have to develop. All right. In their leadership. And it starts from the bottom. You know, I'm going to tell you this. When I was still in the army before I got out, there was a guy that came through and he was a janitor and he would clean out, you know, the garbage cans. He'd take the garbage out. And so one day, you know, he did this every day and nobody paid much attention. And one day I started talking with him, found out he was a retired command sergeant major, but needed a supplement. And so here he was taking the trash out. And, you know, of course, that was a very difficult pill for him to swallow, being in such a place to only become, if you will, right, a janitor. But, you know, if you have the right attitude, you can understand that, you know, even if I'm a janitor, I'm going to do this as unto the Lord. It's a ministry as unto the Lord. Amen. But sometimes you take people from the world, you know, they were a celebrity in the world, and they get born again. They're excited about Jesus, and immediately they want to put him in the spotlight. How many times have we seen that go south? Because they were not conditioned, they were not prepared for that responsibility. It's not the same as the world. See, the way up in the kingdom is through humility and through service and through waiting on God's timing to promote and advance you in his will. Hallelujah. So God will allow us, you know, if we want to run out ahead of him and we want to get involved in all these things because we got a big idea, and it may even be a God idea. It might even be a God vision that he gave you, but it's the process of getting to the place where he wants you to be. All right. And understanding that you're going to have to wait on the Lord and wait on the timing of the Lord. I've been kind of a guy a lot of my life who's been in a hurry. All right. Ever been in a hurry? You want to make things happen, see things happen. And in some ways, you know, God is saying, move. All right. You got to move quickly. And other times he's saying, you're not ready for that yet. You think you are all that, but you're not. And so sometimes we're not listening to that voice. We're listening to the other voice that's feeding our ego. And we're saying, no, I'm all that. I'm all that. And you get out there, you fall on your face. Why? Because God has to teach you that you're not able to do anything without him. You're not able to build a ministry. Amen. You might be able to draw a crowd. Some people are pretty good at drawing crowds just by their charisma. But it doesn't mean God's in it. What we want is to be in the will of God. And we want God to use us. How many here want God to use you? Yeah. Wait on the Lord. Be faithful. Practice the faith. Do what God has put before you to do. Amen. And God in his time, as you humble yourself and take upon yourself the form of a servant, he will say, you know what? I'm able to entrust more to this person because I have a user-friendly vessel here. I have somebody that I know I can trust. All right? Because it's not about them. So God has to get us over ourselves. Hallelujah. And I talked about this in the very beginning. Sometimes you're going to feel all alone. Even in a crowd, you may feel alone. But what God wants you to do is find your comfort in him. Find your friendship, your fulfillment, your satisfaction in his presence. Amen. If the Lord is the one satisfying you, you don't have to have people satisfy you. And if you want to be a leader, amen, if you want to be in ministry, amen, you've got to learn that you cannot listen and obey everybody around you and do everything to please everybody around you. What you need to do is please only one, and that is the Lord. And if you're always looking for the approval of man, you'll end up compromising the will of God. I'll say it again. If you're always looking for the approval of men, you'll end up compromising the will of God to please people. So God's going to allow these times of testing to come into your life where you're going to have to make a determination who you're going to serve, who you're going to listen to, who you're going to bow to. Are you going to bow down to the pressure of man, or are you going to be firm in your faith and trust the Lord and wait on Him? Amen. And He will lift you up in honor as you humble yourself. We should desire gifts, amen? But gifts and ministries are not the end goal. The end goal for our lives is to be conformed into the image of Christ. To be Christ-like, to become like Jesus, to be transformed into His image. And gifts and ministries are means that God uses, amen, to develop and to prepare His people for eternity. So we eagerly desire gifts, amen? But the gift is not the end, amen? Ministry is not the end goal. The goal is to be conformed into the image of our Lord. Knowledge should never be used as a means of self-exaltation. Yeah? 1 Corinthians 8:1, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. But love edifies, or love what? Builds. All right? 1 Thessalonians 3:12, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. If God is love, then we are to grow into His love. Amen? We become like Him. Hallelujah. So we cannot love except by the love of the Lord. God's love is a superior love, amen, to all other loves. And we want to grow in the love of God. The love of God is a self-sacrificing love. A love that is willing for even a man to lay down his life for a friend. Just like Jesus laid down His life for us. That's God's kind of love. Are we willing to lay down our lives for the brethren? And you know the Lord gave fivefold ministries, did He not? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, right? For what? For the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. We're called to serve. Amen? Jesus said, who's going to be greatest in the kingdom? He's got to become the slave or the servant of all. It's not always about being in the limelight and getting the recognition of men. Amen. It's about being faithful in whatever God's called you to do. And some people, they spend a lot of time in their prayer closet praying behind scenes. Nobody else sees what's going on except the Lord. But they're standing in the gap and they're praying for others around them. Amen. And God sees that as something precious. Because you are agreeing and aligning yourself with His will to be accomplished on the earth realm. We're pressing on the upward way. I was thinking of that song. I was putting this together. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Higher ground. Amen. Now, again, God's ways are not our ways. Are you ready for this? The way to success is through failure. Oh, we love to fail, don't we? But you know what? Sometimes that's the only way we learn. If we're not listening, sometimes we have to learn that way, right? You have to fall and realize, yeah, that was me, that wasn't the Lord. You know, sometimes we think if I thought it, it must be God. You know, until we learn, no, that's not His voice, that was your thought, that was your voice. Failure helps us to become aware of our weakness. So we will seek the Lord for His strength. All right, it's a good thing. All right, you learn sometimes through that, through the hard knocks of life. But we also realize that, you know what? I'm not as strong as I thought I was. You're going to take the world by storm when you're born again. You're all excited about Jesus. And then all of a sudden, well, this is bigger than I thought it was. We're in a war. We're in a battle here, amen, against these forces of wickedness, amen. Hallelujah. And I need Jesus. I need His strength. I need His power in my life. And I can't trust in my own willpower, amen, to do this thing. So God will make sure that you understand that you are actually no match for the enemy that you face, and that you are weak in yourself, but you can become strong in the Lord if you will humble yourself and come before Him, amen, as a broken, empty vessel, and allow God to fill you with His power, amen, and then wait for God to lift you up, amen, in His time, hallelujah, and God will use you because He has a user-friendly vessel. A user-friendly vessel is a yielded, available vessel. The way to spiritual fullness and prosperity is spiritual poverty. Come on. We have to realize that without Him, we can do nothing. We have to come to the place where I'm actually spiritually impoverished. All right? So that we are hungry to be filled. Amen? You see, the problem with many is self-satisfaction. They're good. I got my little dose. A little dab will do you, you know. We're good to go, you know. And not realizing that you are in no position, all right, or even condition, all right, to face what you're going to be facing. And so God will allow things to happen to get your attention, to cause you and I to realize that we're not as strong as we think we are in ourselves. That we will come to Him for the strength that only He supplies, the grace that will carry us, that will sustain us, that will guard our hearts and our minds so that we don't go insane when things are falling apart all around us, as they do at times. God is the one who will sustain you. He will strengthen you. He will lift you up. Amen. If you'll humble yourself, come to Him with a recognition that I need His grace. I need His help. So why are these things happening? Because God wants you to learn, amen, that your strength is insufficient for His will for your life. You need to come to Him for that. And the way to life in the Spirit is through death to self. This is the big one. If you want life in the Spirit, die to yourself. Put yourself out of the way. Are you hearing me? It's not saying that you hate yourself, but don't be full of yourself. Don't think about yourself all the time. Deny yourself so that you may do the will of God. Yourself wants to do something else. Amen? God has a plan. God has a will for your life. Amen? And there's a struggle. Amen? Who's going to win out here? Who's going to have their will in your life? And when we die to self, it simply means that I am no longer the one in charge here. I am relinquishing that to God. I am willfully submitting my will to His will so that I will have His ability to do what needs to be done. And sometimes we're not aware of how strong we are in our will till you do some fasting. And you find out, oh, that other party is saying, no, that looks so good right now. And you're going to say, shut up. Isn't it true? Sometimes we're just not aware of our weakness. But in order for us to grow up into Him and to be strong in the Spirit, we have to first come to the place where we know that we're weak. Spiritually. Amen? See, the world is opposite of that. The world says, exalt yourself. He who has the most toys wins, you know. He who has the greatest name and the greatest following on Facebook or whatever. Get over yourself. Selfies. Uh-oh. Nothing wrong with a selfie. Just don't be selfish. Isn't that the battle we have is this thing called selfishness, self-centeredness about us? Even ministry. Why do we want to learn? Why do we want to grow? So that we can advance ourselves or so that we can advance His kingdom? All we need is the Father's validation. All we need is for Him to say, well done. You're doing a good job. Praise God. Amen. That's what we need to hear. We're not supposed to be doing things so that people will say, well, great job. That was a great song. I remember hearing one time somebody sang a song and they got down off the platform and somebody came up to them and said, man, that was a great song. You know where I'm going with this. And the person said, oh, it was none of me. It was all God. With that came the response, oh, if it was all God, it would have been much better than that. Do you understand how we partner with God? Amen. You're going to be part of this thing. Amen. But it's not all God. And it's not all you. It's a partnership. Hallelujah. We are people of the upward way. You know, Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. We all know this. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So he's really explaining this in the same verse. He said, I have determined to set my will in agreement with God's will and do his will. Amen. And in so doing, I have to deny my will. Has anybody here ever been disappointed when you have denied your will to do God's will? Just a hand. Anybody ever been disappointed when you've denied your will to do God's will? No. No, you're never disappointed when you say no to you and yes to God. That's the thing, is we need to trust Him because His way is superior. His way is higher. His way is better than our way. And His ways are not our ways, so we're learning His ways. And it's through humility, amen, that we are exalted. But those who exalt themselves will be what? Humbled or abased. Amen. So if we want to be of use to the Master, amen, then we need to humble ourselves. And He will lift us up in His time, all right? We all know this very well, but this is really saying the same thing. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery or to be what? Equal with God. He was God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. You see, our human ego doesn't like that. Somebody say amen. Oh, I don't want to be a servant, you know. Well, some people have been called and given a gift of the servant, and so that's how they're motivated. They love to serve. They love to, amen. But others that have different types of giftings, different gift sets, may struggle with this whole idea of being a servant, especially if you've been given the gift of administration or leadership. You know, well, I don't want to be serving. I want people to serve me. Your flesh would say that. But the Spirit of Christ in you says, no, you're in a place of leadership because I've appointed you to serve my people. We are to serve. And if you serve, you'll be great in the kingdom. Hallelujah. So I know, and people that don't know the Lord or don't know the Lord well, when they come, it's like, well, I'm going to a service where I'm going to be served. Amen. And what we want to do is we want to serve you while you're here. Amen. But the whole purpose of the service is so that you will be developed into a servant and know how to serve others. So as you receive from God, now you have something to give away. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. As you give of your life, amen, in service to others, you find your life in the Lord. The Lord delights in those who are willing to take the humble place, the lowly place. Amen? And he will say, you know what, there's somebody that I can trust with more. God can't use us if we're proud. Can you say amen? Amen. We look at our Lord as our example. The captain of our salvation. The author and the finisher of our faith. What was the upward call for him? We're talking about the high calling, the upward call. Well, it brought him lower and lower in his self-life, even to the death of the cross. That's humility. The God of glory, the Lord of glory, left his glory above, amen, to come down to this sin-sick world in the form of a man in Adam's likeness without sin. Amen. To give his life away for us. That's the love of God. And may God deliver us from all the striving to excel. I say it again. May God deliver us from all the striving to excel or for exaltation, for greatness, for bigness. Self-promotion. May God deliver us from all that. Anything that has to do with self, God will take care of your self life if you take care of His life, His business. Amen. He will make sure that you're taken care of. He'll provide for you. He'll protect you. He'll comfort you. Seek first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you as well. May we find contentment in the small things, the humble service to the Lord and His people, and leave the promotion and exaltation up to Him. Amen. I'm speaking to you today from experience in my life. There's been a lot of things I've done in ministry, a lot of places I've gone, a lot of things I've tried to make happen along the way that weren't going to happen because it wasn't God's timing or it wasn't God's will for me. And I had to just have a humbling time, you know, to sit down and realize, you know what? You got to get over you. You got to get over yourself. Jesus is the one who died for us. Jesus is the one that deserves the glory. Jesus is the one that deserves our lives, our fellowship, amen, our service. He deserves it all. What we deserve is hell. But in His mercy, He saved us. And not only that, He is allowing us to share in His glory, to share in His kingdom. He said, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah, we don't deserve that, but God is so good. He's allowing us. We get to serve Him. We get to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Time to get ready. Get busy. With what God has placed in your hand, what do you have right now that He's given to you? What has He entrusted to you? Every one of us here has something that He has invested in us that we can use to help build the body of Christ. To build up the body of Christ in the love of God. Amen. The love of God is not self-serving. It's self-sacrificing. Jesus found delight and doing His Father's will. Hallelujah. And we should delight ourselves in doing our Father's will as well. Hallelujah. And again, I say this often, but may we seek to draw attention to Jesus and not ourselves. May we seek to glorify the Lord and not ourselves. The way to greatness in the kingdom is humility and servanthood. So James 4:10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Hallelujah. I've got more, but that's enough for today, for this morning. We'll be back tonight at 6 o'clock. But Joseph was an example of this as well, that he suffered and he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Even when he had great promises of a future, when God would exalt him to the highest place, amen, in Egypt, so that he would be in a position to save his family. But before he got to that place, he went through hell on earth. He had to go through a conditioning process. He had to go through spiritual boot camp before he'd be entrusted, amen, with that responsibility. It wasn't going to be from 0 to 50, amen. It was going to be, you're going to have to go through the bases, Joseph, to get to home, to where you will eventually be, as I will exalt you in my time. That's what we want. We want to be what God wants us to be, and it's all about His timing and His plan. Hallelujah. Now, God has begun a good work in you if you're born again today. Amen. It's not done with you. You're here, yes, for a reason. We all say that. Well, I must have a reason. I'm still here. Yeah. Well, how about finding out what it is and doing something with it? Amen. If you're not. Amen. Let's just get busy in the thing that God has placed before us to do on a daily basis and say, Lord, where can I serve? Where can I help? How can I be a blessing? You know, do you know you bless the Lord when you bless others? Amen. When you serve others, you're actually serving as unto the Lord. When you go to your job, you're serving as unto the Lord. Amen. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all for the glory of God. Amen. I pray that it's ministered to your heart, and maybe God has been speaking to you this morning about some things. Are you willing to humble yourself? Are you willing to commit yourself to the Lord and to His mission for your life? Now listen, are you willing to give Him all of your life? Are you willing to give Him the whole offering? Huh. Jesus gave all for you. It is our reasonable service to give all back to Him. Lord, I pray that we will be an all-in people. All in for You. Living our lives, Lord, for You. Living for eternity. Knowing here we have no continuing city. But we look for one to come. And there's going to be a world that's filled with His righteousness. So, Lord, I pray that You would prepare each one of us to be a sanctuary, to be pure and to be holy, tried and true. And I just thought about that. So why don't we sing this together in closing? Hallelujah. So, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. Pure and holy, tried and true, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for You, with thanksgiving. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank You for being so good. Hallelujah. For this day You've given us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, each one. Keep us. Cause Your face to shine upon us, Lord. Be gracious unto us. Hallelujah. Lord, lift up the light of Your countenance upon us and give us Your peace. Hallelujah. I pray that You'd fill each one of us, Lord, with the knowledge of Your will and that You will inspire our zeal, Lord, to live out, to walk out your will for our lives. That at the end of our journey, Lord, we will see you smiling and hear you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." We pray your kingdom come, Father, and will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.